Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you, so listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494 to join the show here. Are we going to get to kiss the baby here? And we're getting down to the stretch run here. Will any of us have a perfect playoff bracket? I guess I'm the only one that could at this point, so we'll find out. But I
Yeah, at this point,
I'm in a tough spot. I might be in some trouble here. We'll see as we get down the stretch of the season, trying to eliminate teams where they get eliminated, have a perfect playoff bracket. We'll get to that. First, though, we haven't checked in with old Jerry Jones in a few weeks. What is he saying? 105.3 The Fan down in Dallas. And it sounded like things went off the rails here.
We talk about hunting and game with you. Have you ever had raccoon or anything similar, which would shock a lot of other non-hunters or game eaters?
I've eaten a lot of raccoon. Yes. The answer is yes. And I've eaten it hunting. I've actually had it served by my mom at the table away from honey. And I have eaten raccoon, and yes, they're it's not uncommon at all. I'll tell you something that is one of my favorites is squirrel, and it's wonderful, and my mother could do a great job of it, and we all had our favorite pieces, and my dad and sister, I have one sibling, a sister. And they would fight over, not fight, but my mom and I, they were just my sister and I as four siblings. My mom and I wouldn't even ask for the brain and a squirrel.
Oh, man.
Oh. And delicious, seriously.
Yeah, he's doing what they call the most. Squirrel is not tasty. I mean, I've had it before, like when I was younger, because my dad was country like that. And it is really gamey, like. You have to be a nasty dude or know how to dress a squirrel for it not to be that gamey. Because it's really gamey.
I bet.
Yeah, that's nasty.
I think they just need to just ask him open-ended questions and just let it go. I mean, he gave them 2.5 minutes or whatever that was on squirrel and raccoon.
He crashed out.
And talk about
the word
eating
of the day,
the brain.
Crashing out. Yeah, he crashed
the
out.
The brain of squirrel.
I've eaten a lot of raccoon.
That's a lot.
I say this every time we bring him up. I'm going to miss him so much when he's gone, Jerry.
See, when he crosses over.
When he
there,
goes to the upper room.
You did wrong for that.
The absolute
in the
glory
upper
hole.
Room.
I mean, he's endless content. His team stinks. And he's on the radio with hosts talking about eating squirrel brain. That guy's unreal. Well, and the Eagles get him next week, I guess, right?
Yeah. We get the Dallas Cowboys come to town.
I'm sure I have a lot to say about that.
I've eaten a lot of raccoon.
That's such a good drop. All right, 215-592-9494. Let's take a couple calls, and we'll get to kiss the baby for, what is this, week 16 in the NFL.
Let's go to getting tough.
It is. Drew's up next. What's up, Drew?
Drew.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, Drew, what's up?
Not much, man. I appreciate you taking the call. I've been listening to you guys for a long time. I've been listening to WIP since it was 610 WIP.
Wow, you're an OG. You've been here for the whole time.
I've been listening to WIP since you guys broadcast Flyers games under the covers when I was like 8 years old, man. I love WIP. I live and die with y'all.
Well, that's awesome.
So I got to tell you right now, I'm with you guys 100%. You did your jobs. That's the bottom line. That's the end of it. There's not much else to say, Hugh. I mean, you did your job. And it's about who started it, AJ. Who finished it, Jalen and Nick. Because Jalen came out and did what he needed to do, and he put it to bed. That's it. It's done. That's it. So I can't say anything else about that because next week, this week, we're going to see again. We're going to put more stuff to bed, and it's going to get better. And I believe in this team 110%, just like I believed when we won the Super Bowl the last time. I believe in this team just like that. They're resilient. They're dogs. They go get it. They defend each other. When Slay got pushed to the end zone, they defended the man.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Quinion ran across the field and was in what's that guy weigh? 300 pounds? He's like, nah, not with
Clay. Yeah, that's that big tight, the big tight end, right? Yeah.
Yep.
Went after.
Yeah. I'm not under any illusion that we have the best individual quarterback in the league. I'm not. But we don't need a top one, two, or three, or four quarterback. We need no turnovers. We need consistent plays. We need third down conversions because we have one of the best offensive lines I've seen in 20 years. We have one of the best running backs I've seen in my life. And you got to put it in the hands of them. And you got to give it to Nick right now. This was a rough week. And he came out and did what he needed to do.
Did what he needed.
He put all this stuff behind him, and they went out and won us that football game. And that's it. That's it.
Well, Drew, I agree. And you know what? You're right about the quarterback thing. You need to have the best team, and they need to be healthy and playing together at the right time. That's how Super Bowls are won. You know, there's been plenty of years where the best quarterback was Peyton Manning or Kurt Warner or, you know, just go through whatever, you know, John Elway. And those guys didn't win in those years, right? Like, the best quarterback this year is Josh Allen. He's playing better than anybody else. He's probably going to win the MVP. I don't know. Maybe the Bills will win the Super Bowl.
Agreed.
Maybe they won't, right? Like, the Eagles have as good of a chance of anyone. Drew, good phone call, because they have the best team right now. I mean, some of those early Patriots teams with Tom Brady, they did not have the best quarterback. Now, like, in totality for his career, he became that.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, the 2001 Patriots, you'd be laughed at if you said they had the best quarterback in the NFL during that year. Just like Jalen's not the best quarterback right now. It didn't matter, Hugh. They won the Super Bowl.
Yeah, and that's all that really matters. And you know, Jalen is moving in the right direction as far as the way he's playing. I mean, it was good to see this weekend, no question about that. The way that he played, it gave us all – it made us all feel better. But now we're at the point we got to keep it going. You know, we got going down to the Capitol, and we're going to play the Commodores, and we just want to keep it going. We want to see this momentum that we're going to need, this passing game that we're going to need. We're going to need this balance, this synergy to help get us to where we ultimately want to be, and that's in Louisiana.
That's the bottom line. 2001, do you know where Tom Brady ranked in passing yards?
Not that high. Not that great.
22nd. In attempts, he ranked 23rd. I know he didn't play till the second game of the year, but like the bottom line is, like, you don't have to have to win the Super Bowl. Russell Wilson, 2013. We've seen this. Like now the quarterback has to play well. That was the whole conversation last
week. And there's going to be some times where he's going to have to make plays.
Well, and Tom Brady did it, and he led the game-winning drive in the Super Bowl. But like in totality, no, you don't need – like Joe Burrow might be having the most statistically amazing season, right? Allen's maybe been the best player, but Burrow's season is better than anybody else. He might throw for 50 touchdowns. They're probably not going to make the playoffs.
No, ain't no probably to it. They're dead in the water.
Well,
you think so? You think they're still alive?
Well, they are alive.
There's an interesting path for them, though, that's like not unrealistic. I think they have to win out. Broncos have to lose out. But they play the Bengals once, the Chiefs and the Chargers.
They play the Broncos.
No, the Bengals play the Broncos.
The Broncos
play the Bengals. That's what I mean. Yeah. So
the Browns might be starting another quarterback. Jameis might not be the starter.
Yeah.
Well, Jameis has turned it over 12 times in 3 weeks.
And then, that's a lot.
And then they need like one Colts loss and one Dolphins loss,
then
I think,
they got
which
the Steelers
is totally
at the end of the season. That's a tough.
The Steelers one will probably be their toughest.
That's a tough
one. I mean, my guess is the Bengals will lose because their defense is terrible. But, like, they'll drop one of these games.
But tell me if this is crazy. Their path is Bengals win out. Broncos lose out, and again, Broncos will play the Bengals, Chiefs, and Chargers, their final three games. And then they need one more Dolphins loss, one more Colts loss.
Yeah, they're actually helped out by the Chiefs, the Mahomes injury, because if the Chiefs drop one of these next two, potentially without Mahomes, he may come back for that final game to secure them the number one seed. So that actually could help. Yeah, I mean, Cincinnati getting in would be fun. I mean, Joe Burrow in the playoffs would be fun because it just presents like this berserker 7 seed that has this bad defense but this great quarterback and receiver. If I had a guess, I think they're going to miss because they just
can't. It's unlikely, but like that's not
crazy.
An insane path.
Yeah. I think them winning out is probably the least likely because they can't be trusted. The other stuff probably, you know, it could happen here. All right, let's grab Tom, and then speaking of playoffs, we'll kiss the baby for a team on this week. Tom's got some questions for Hugh Douglas. Hey, Tom.
Tom.
Yo, fellas. How we doing today?
Hey,
what's going
Tom.
On, Tom?
What it do, honoree Hugh?
What's up, man? How you doing?
All right, so unlike Ken from Cinnamon, I am a big fan of Caller on Caller Crime. And I got my crosshairs on Chris as well. I didn't understand his call at all today. He was taking shots at the coach and BG.
Yeah, it was
I think
strong.
They handled this perfectly. Like, he said that Sirianni was blaming the media. Didn't he come out this morning and say that they started the fire?
Yeah, but initially, when it was initially said, he walked it back a little bit. He started to say that, and then he corrected it when he said, you know, this was our debacle.
Right. So he put ownership on it, and then and what BG did is very commendable, because he saw the collapse last year from the inside, didn't want to see it again this year, so he had to revert to Arenal family business. But you know what? It got the job done, didn't it?
It did. Well, you know, and that's the only, Tom, that's what matters with this stuff. Like, if you're going to cause a scene, the scene better work. And it worked. I mean, he caused a scene. We talked about it for a week, and they responded. And that's ultimately, if that was his goal, he should feel good right now.
So my question to you, Hugh, is who's saying that you started things and the media started things? Because I haven't heard anybody say that.
Well, it was implied. It was not said directly. But it was implied.
Well, there also was that banner that was flown over the stadium Sunday. You see that?
I didn't see the banner.
Oh,
I didn't see it either.
Oh, let me find it. Kyle, do you remember what the banner said? There was a banner being flown over the stadium.
It was enough fake news.
Yes.
Okay. Well,
the fake
I
news
don't
know. Is my favorite part.
Yeah.
Did Chris from Middletown get his pilot's license?
We can ask him next time he calls. I mean, that would be an interesting twist on all this.
Well, listen, I think we had just the right amount of overreactedness to that situation, and all's well that ends well. You guys do a great job. Keep overreacting.
I will, Tom. You don't have to tell me
DNA.
Twice. So this was there was a plane flew over the stadium, around the stadium, Hugh, Sunday, and it was a banner behind it, and it said, enough fake news, Philly stands with 1-11.
Interesting.
Yeah, so that's that.
You're
fake news.
I don't understand that. And that is amazing.
I think I saw the person clarify on Twitter that it wasn't a shot at Brandon Graham. It was a shot at the media.
Oh, wait, so the person who paid for this actually responded and talked about it? Oh, that's incredible stuff.
We responded to Jimmy Kemsky on Twitter and was like, no, this was a shot at the media making up fake news.
And again,
how much
ask,
money that person wasted on that banner?
What a weenie.
And again, I ask, what part did we make up specifically? Specifically.
Like, if I was designing the banner, I would have said, enough fake news, stop lying, everyone, Hugh Douglas. Like, that's what I would have
said. No, I'm saying, and that's the thing. It's because it's like, what part did we play in this outside of reporting what other people said? If anything, you could if you want to blame somebody, you could blame somebody for delivering the message, because the messenger said what he said.
My favorite part of the last week was, can you believe what happened on WIP? As if Brandon Graham, it's not the Brandon Graham show. Like, it's his show. He can say whatever he wants on that show.
No, yeah. Eagles player equals good. WIP equals bad.
That, I've always thought that. 215-592-9494. All right, before we go any further, week 16, it's time to kiss the baby.
It's time to kiss the baby.
All right, the goal is to have as close to a perfect playoff bracket as you can, and you try to eliminate a team week by week. Now, if you don't eliminate them before they're eliminated, you're stuck with them in your playoff. Someone here is stuck with, I believe,
two teams,
the Titans and the Jags.
Disaster.
Yeah, I'm stuck with both
of them.
Yeah, that's not good for
you,
Douglas.
Oh, that's not
Douglas.
As bad as Kyle.
It's so much worse.
Kyle, of course, eliminated the Vikings famously in week one. They've lost two football games. It's almost Christmas, so they're going to be in the playoffs.
Here's how you know that Hughes is way worse, is that when we put the final playoff pictures up, nobody's like, it's going to be easier to notice the Jags and the Titans in your playoff picture than it is for somebody.
I like how you put it in perspective, but
well,
still,
this is the appropriate
the
perspective.
Fact remains.
They're not going to see immediately that the Vikings aren't mine. It's going to take a minute to figure that out. Yeah. They're going to be like, Hugh has the Titans and the Jags.
You thought
what
the Titans
dope.
And Jaguars were good?
Yeah.
All right. Let's. So this week, Kyle, you get to go first.
I do, thankfully.
Kyle, are you going?
I'm in a pickle. So a couple teams facing elimination this week that are playing each other.
Mm. So you got to pick the winner.
That would be the Dolphins and the Niners.
You got to pick the winner of the game.
Yes. So the Dolphins are eliminated if they lose and the Chargers win. And the Niners can be eliminated just by losing. Or if they win, there's a few other scenarios where they can be eliminated anyway. Mm-hmm. I'm going to take the dice roll and go with Miami winning this game head-to-head. The Niners being out. It's kiss the baby on the 49ers season this week.
All right. So you put me in a little bit of a pickle here because I was choosing between two teams, including the 49ers, because I haven't eliminated them yet. So I'm going to take the dice. Well, I can't take them now because you took them this week. And I'm going to hope the Niners stay alive for one more week to save me from having them in my playoffs. This week, I'm going to take a team that is dead, but they're not eliminated yet. And I'm going to take the Colts out of the postseason. I don't have the Colts out. Now I eliminate them. Colts out of the playoffs. I mean, they're going to get eliminated. It matters. It's a matter of this week, next week. So I'll just take them out now because I'm without another choice.
Wow. So if the Niners get eliminated, you're stuck.
I'm stuck.
Wow.
But the Colts also, I mean, I'm in a pickle, right? Like they both could get eliminated this week. So I'll just take
that's
the Colts out.
That's where it starts to get interesting.
It does.
That'd be first blemish on your record.
I know.
Here,
I know. I was hoping for perfection. All right, Hugh, who are you knocking out?
I think I'm going to take Arizona. I've been looking at my list, man, and it's getting kind of thin for me. And plus, you know, those two playoff teams they're not technically playoff teams, but on my list, they're playoff teams that hurt me. So I said I took the Arizona Cardinals out this week.
All right, so there it is. Kiss the baby for week 16 in the NFL. Let's go to LeVert, who's up next on WIP. Hey, LeVert.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good,
hey,
LeVert.
Listen, I'm going to keep this in context, and it's a family scenario.
Mm-hmm.
And Hugh, man, just chill out a little bit. You had a little rough morning there. I was listening to you.
But we established that like 3 hours ago. But thank
yes,
you.
Sir. Yes, sir. Listen, family situation, scenario. AJ came out and said somebody took his balls. Period. That's all was said. Okay, family turned around and said, Brandon Graham, uncle, somebody took AJ's ball. Well, I know who took AJ's ball. Okay, WIP, aunts and uncles. Well, who took his ball? Uncle Brandon.
What on earth
is going on
here?
I know who took his ball, and we're going to get this right. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, AJ said all of this, taking his ball to the neighborhood. That's the fans. Nobody needs to know what goes on in the house. The aunts and uncles done told everybody, and they told you. And you just corrected him. That's all happened. Shouldn't have went this far.
Well, I agree with that. So we're blaming the aunts and uncles, Hugh? Is that what this was? The
basically.
Uncle Brandon?
Yeah, Uncle Brandon.
What was all this about the balls?
They get sweaty.
Yeah. that's the passing.
Balls get
ball.
Sweaty.
That's all he said. He didn't say who took his ball.
But someone took the ball.
But somebody took the ball.
Oh, we can't
but
be taking
we all
balls.
Knew. Who supposedly mm-hmm. took the ball? Didn't need to be said.
I agree
ball.
With that. Yeah, I mean, at some point you have to get your house. LeVert, the problem is the house wasn't in order.
Right. That's the bottom line. My mother used to always say, "What goes on in her house stays in her house."
Start
and
right.
if it doesn't, it's going to be somebody's going to have to answer for it.
Yeah, I'm with that. I like to, you know, everybody don't need to know family business.
Well, they put the family business out there, LeVert.
They did do that.
That's what they did. Mm. That's exactly what they did.
So now what?
So now it's just, we are. Bottom line is, no, the fans, you guys were not wrong. They put their business in the street on their own.
And when you do that, people are going to react. LeVert, good phone call. I mean, how about LeVert coming in saying, Hugh, take a deep breath. I think you've been calmer. I mean,
that's what I'm saying. It's like, premature.
The food helped.
Well, the food helped.
Yeah, the food helped.
And I think the food just tired you out.
And the talk Will gave me
it's
earlier.
Like a dog.
You know, you had to read between the lines because Will came over. He was real nice, but he just told me, dude, calm your ass down. That's basically what he said in the nicest way possible. He was like, calm your ass down. I was like, yeah, you're probably right. And then the text messages that I got with people talking about I was crashing. Why are you in your feelings? Because I'm 53 years old. I'm allowed to be in my feelings. Hey, we have these moments every now and then as old people. Even Ike looked at me this morning and said, hey, man, you're having a moment, aren't you? I was like, hey, back up off me. back up off me.
Anytime anyone says their age and they flip out, it reminds me of the Mike Gundy thing back in the day. I'm a man.
I'm 40.
I'm 40. But basically, when you reach a certain age, you're allowed to get as upset as you want at whatever you want. And no then, one can tell you
why,
any different.
And see, that's why you have friends that tell you, like Kenny from the Dirty 30. Man, what's wrong with you?
Yeah.
This doesn't sound like I had a senior moment. I'm all right now. Thank you, family members. Thank you, family.
I don't know if it's called a senior moment when you're 53.
What'd you say? Thank you, prayer warriors, for looking out for your boy. The Prayer Warriors came in. They got me right. I'm all right.
Marple Mack?
Yeah. No, Marple Mack mad at y'all. Like seriously, I would be a little nervous walking out to the car today. Marple Mack hot.
Dude,
he was fired up.
Dog, I know.
We tried to, again, I've been trying to help this guy for a year and a half. No, I tried to get the letters to Sirianni.
I don't think he felt the help.
No.
I think he feels mocked.
It's misplaced anger is what
that is.
Is
that what it is?
Kyle had a legitimate suggestion.
That was legitimate.
Mail
though.
The Brandon Graham letters
no,
here.
You will see the letters here.
It was flippant the way he said it, though. Like, that's the problem.
Everyone's in their feelings. Everyone is.
It's the Tuesday. It's the Tuesday before the holidays, man. You know how it is.
You know what I think? I think some people haven't finished their shopping, and they're getting a little stressed. Hopefully that Amazon package is going to come on time.
Somebody told me to get some green tea this morning.
Not black tea. You don't need any more caffeine. Tom in Middletown. What's up, Tom?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up, Tom?
Hey, Hugh. Yes. You're cracking me up. 53 years old. Dude, that you're still a youngster.
Well, he's having senior moments.
I had a senior moment.
We're whippersnapper, buddy.
I had a senior moment.
Now listen, let me just tell you this.
Okay.
When you get into your 60s and you have a cane, you'd be amazing how many people doors open for you.
Is that right?
Oh, gosh, yes. I mean, so you're so, I mean, I guess as an athlete, that's kind of old.
Yeah, it definitely is.
60 is old for an athlete, yeah. I mean, but it's all about how you think. I mean, I think sometimes he's more of a senior than other times. Today he was a senior, Tom. He had a senior moment.
He had a senior moment.
But I'm saying, I walk with a cane. You should be amazed at how many people, doors open up for you, and people try to help you carry your bags out to the car. And it's amazing.
But no, anyway. That sounds great. To me.
All right. Well, listen, Joe, I wanted to talk to you. I called you yesterday. I said, a sneaky team under the radar.
The Vikings. You're the Vikings guy around here.
Yes, yes. And you poo-pooed on me. You said that the Vikings were going to lose last night. Dude, that team is good.
No, I didn't think they would lose. I said I think they're going to lose one of these games. I thought they'd beat the Bears. The Bears are terrible. But I still think they're going to drop one of these games and not end up the one. But, Tom, they are good. I mean, you've been on this for a few weeks. They're 12-2. I mean, it's hard to argue with 12-2.
And they're so well coached. But I'll tell you what, though. They have a tough three games.
They do.
They got Seattle.
Seattle,
Lions, all right,
and
Green Bay. Yes, and they have to go to Seattle and go to Detroit. Shoot. Yep.
So that's tough. But I'll tell you what, though, if they go through that gauntlet and get that home field advantage, I don't like it because I don't want to play in a dome.
Yeah, I mean, well, that dome is very loud. I mean, both them and Detroit have great home fields. Tom, we appreciate. I mean, here's the thing with the. The NFC playoffs, and Ross was saying it to us earlier, he was saying what a gauntlet it's going to be. It adds in why the number one seed is such a big deal. I just want to play one less game, and I want to have all the games at home because there are a lot of good teams in the NFC. And we know Detroit is not what they were 3 weeks ago because of these injuries, but I don't think they're just going to roll over and die here. I mean, they're going to be part of this. You have Minnesota. You have Green Bay. You're going to have to earn it if you're in the NFC and trying to get to the Super Bowl. The bye and home field goes a long way for the Eagles. 215-592-9494. All right, coming up, your phone calls on this. Did we overreact the last couple weeks? You had a senior moment today. Plus, the Vikings, is they a real threat? And Brandon Graham this morning on whether or not he may be able to return for a deep Eagles playoff run. This was interesting. BG, does he have a chance to get back if this team makes it to New Orleans?
Ho-ho. It's Hugh's Hello Stocking!
First of all, you look like a big old candy cane.
Yes, it is that time of the day. Hugh's Holiday Stocking. We're about to find out what's in it. Sponsored by Jack Daniel's Tennessee Whiskey and Gerhard's Appliances. All right, here's what you're playing for today. Today's winner wins two Jack Daniel's Rocks glasses, a water bottle, golf tee pack, playing cards, Tennessee Whiskey Clear Tote Bag, and then you're automatically qualified for the grand prize, which includes the Jack Daniel's Yeti Cooler, Jack Daniel's cornhole set, Jack Daniel's giant Jenga, Jack Daniel's wood smoker chips, and the Weber Grill on 55-inch smart TV, courtesy of Gerhardt's Appliances. Thanks to Jack Daniel's Tennessee Whiskey, where you can find $3 off all Jack Daniel's 1.75-liter bottles at your local PA and Fine Wine and Good Spirit stores, and Gerhardt's Appliances, the heart of the kitchen for over 80 years, where Black Friday continues. All right, Hugh, today's theme, holiday food.
Yes. It's in my stocking.
Holiday food. There is a holiday food item in Hugh's
holiday food
stocking.
Item.
All right, 215-592-9494. We get back. Your calls, your guesses. You get a yes or no question and a guess. Up next on Sports Radio 94 WIP. Yes, it is that time of day to find out what's in Hugh's holiday stocking. All right, today's category is a holiday food. Here's how it works. You hop on the phones with us. You ask us one yes or no question. We will answer the question to the best of our ability, and then you get a guess. Let's start with Keith from the Northeast. Keith, what's up, buddy?
Yo, Hugh.
Yo, what's going on, man? How you doing?
Is it a dessert?
Yes.
Cookies.
No. Let's go to Jay, Northeast Philadelphia. Hey, Jay.
Hey, what's up, guys? How you doing?
Hey,
what's going on, man? Happy holidays.
Is it hot or cold food?
That's not a yes or no question.
Is it hot?
No.
No.
Is it a fruitcake?
Right out the gate.
Got it, Jay. Yes, you nailed it.
All right, dang. I thought that would be hard.
Yeah, you know what? Fruitcakes, you didn't even think they were a thing anymore.
No, I didn't. I remember my grandmother used to say they just as nutty as somebody was nutty as a fruitcake.
Jay,
that's what I remember.
When was the last time you had a fruitcake, Jay?
Probably about 5 years ago.
Been a while, Jay. Well, congratulations, buddy. You're in. You get the qualifying prize today. Jack Daniels, rocks glasses, water bottle, golf tee pack, playing cards, Tennessee whiskey, clear tote bag. And you're automatically entered for the grand prize, which, of course, is the Jack Daniels Yeti Cooler, Cornhole Set, Giant Jenga, the Wood Smoker Chips, and the Weber Grill and 55-inch smart TV, courtesy of Gerhard's Appliances.
We'll have to up your game a little bit here.
I know.
Yeah, I'm telling you, man. I was surprised because I honestly thought that fruitcake would be a hard one.
Well, you thought fruitcake was out.
Yeah, I did. I was like, nobody fools rocks with fruitcake.
So actually, in the last commercial there, as I was preparing for some of these potential questions we could get you,
mm-hmm.
I dove into the Wikipedia here for fruitcake. It's pretty interesting. The origins, how far it goes back.
Disgusting.
Yeah,
but some people love it.
Is it really that bad? It's just a cake with some fruit and usually some sort of nuts in there. Is it really that bad? I just think of it as like a holiday cake or bread. Take it or leave it. You must have had a bad experience with a fruitcake at some point.
No, fruitcake is not good. I mean, it's just not. It's
maybe
it's,
you haven't had a good one. I mean, maybe that's part of the problem.
It's not good.
When was the last time you had one?
It has nuts and green and yellow. What is the explain this to me in fruitcake. What is the green fruit? What is the green like fruit that's in fruitcake?
I don't know.
Because it's like it has nuts in it. It has a green fruit. It has, and I think they're cherries, but they just put them, they're different colored cherries. That's disgusting. Fruitcake is disgusting. And if you eat fruitcake, you nasty. How about that? that is my hot take of the day.
Well, now
on fruitcake.
It's going to be really awkward because Kyle and I were preparing to give you a fruitcake before we went on vacation.
And I wouldn't eat it. And you know what? As a friend would do, I would tell you, take that back. And I would say, thank you, but no thank you.
They're candied green cherries is what I'm seeing.
That's disgusting.
I don't know.
Look at these fruitcakes. These fruitcakes look horrible. They look like Reese. They look like you need to throw them at somebody, freeze them, and throw them at people.
Actually, what's interesting about that is I went through my Wikipedia research here for fruitcakes, Hugh. In 1995 in, I think, Colorado Springs, they had a fruitcake toss to see who could toss the fruitcake for as far as they could.
That's what I would do.
Also, they have a very, very long shelf life. Apparently, they could last for a long time to this point. Ready for this?
2 years.
No. In 2017, a 106-year-old fruitcake was discovered by the Antarctic Heritage Trust, and it was described in excellent condition and almost edible.
Almost
edible.
What is almost edible, though?
I don't know. I guess there's a chance you could eat it and not die. Let's go to the phone lines here. Jay in West Philly's up. What's up, Jay?
This explains a lot about you. You like your fruitcake?
No, I don't like fruitcake. I'm trying to gauge why Hugh doesn't. I don't mind it.
Listen to it. It's that horrible. You talk about it might not be that bad. This explains a lot about you, Jillio. It really does.
I agree.
All right, Jay. I mean, what am I going to say? Like, if you presented it to me and it was good, I would try it.
You know what's in the fruitcakes, all types of candies and nuts and fruits and all that? Yeah.
Doesn't sound that bad. That sounds bad. All right, Jay,
man.
What do you got for us today?
That is you. And look, it was different stages of this overreaction. I was actually calling to check in on you, man, because I thought he was going to hunt somebody down this morning, man.
Hey, Jay, I was in my feelings, dog. I'm okay now.
Hey, look, dog, you like, man, look, if that guy was in front of you, if you was at Chicken and Pizza or something, man.
Yeah, I was
look,
I was in my face.
Might have been his free will thing. And the other caller did bring up a good point when you all was talking about it. Like, every time they talk about you, it's either Jim Miller or is that T.O.
That's it. That's a, like, I ain't never played 10 years in the NFL. That's the storyline. But that's the, yeah. I mean, that's the like, storyline.
Look, like somebody else sacked Sean King or something. Like, they forget about you. They forget about those plays.
That's all right, dog. I'm okay.
It was the overreaction at different different stages. Because when AJ said passing, everybody just inferred that it was, you know, Jalen and everything.
So, yes.
Well, because he left it open for us.
Because he said passing. He didn't say Jalen. See? That's
well,
what
but
they do. They assume stuff.
Jalen is the one that throws the ball. He's the passer on the team, so it's hard not to infer that. It's hard not to infer it. He left it open. He left it open, Jay. You know that.
It was that passing, not the passer. Mm-hmm. He didn't say that, Kyle Shanahan. He didn't say that.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't say that about you and your 49ers.
49ers aren't very good, Jay. I mean, you know that.
Now, this is to say, we did overreact at different stages. BG did say it. And like I said, we just had to comment on that. That was comment. But it was overreacting to what AJ said initially.
No, but what else are you supposed to do besides react?
Because you was assuming. We commented on what BG said.
Well, when someone says something and they don't give you the full picture, you're going to take a position on it, right?
He didn't say Jalen, did he?
No, but you assumed he didn't mean that. You assumed he didn't. I assumed he did.
He said passing.
Well, right, but that's on him to let us. He gave us something that we could infer. Yeah.
You heard what they said today, him running the right routes, not giving up on routes if they don't get the ball.
Mm-hmm.
Right or wrong?
AJ not running routes the right way?
I'm asking the question. That's included in passing, right?
Yeah, but you watch the games like I do. AJ looks open to me a lot.
Yeah, he looks open to you.
Well, if he's open, he's open. I mean, he's not open to you.
Then you got to see the all 22. He ain't supposed to get the ball and everything. He the first read.
Jay, you don't watch the all 22.
Wait a second. How many hours a week you break it down all 22 tape, Jay?
Come on, man.
I'm never breaking it down. Yeah. I'm just going over.
You're just trying to poke the bear.
Mm-hmm. It fit my argument there.
Well, he was talking about Jalen.
No, see, that's what you assumed, Joe.
But you're assuming your own arguments, Jay.
No, I'm just going on what the man said. I can only speak on what people say.
Mm.
He didn't say it was the passer.
Do you ever think about things, or you just go off what people say?
I don't think about what I think about.
Oh, I got you.
I don't think about what nobody else says, so the comment is wrong. Hey, Hugh.
Yo.
Please don't cut the beard, man. Don't have them. They go
he's
like
cooked, Jay. He is cooked.
They're going to have me walking around looking like a fruitcake.
Yeah, just diet. If he wants you to cut it, tell Joe to put it on his head.
I'm not doing that, Jay.
That's out, Jay.
That's what I said. Go ahead. If you cut the beard, tape it to
Joe. Jay, you get a vote. Everyone gets a vote. So you want Hugh to dye it or shave it?
No, just dye it.
Okay, that's fine. It's fine to have a vote on this. I mean, either way, Hugh's going to lose. I mean, that's the.
No, I got life this weekend.
Cooked.
All I need is 21 points. That's all.
Excuse me, are you rooting for the Commanders?
No,
to score
I'm not. 20? No, I'm not.
How easy have 21 points been to come by for other teams?
Well, no one's had it since September.
It's not going to be great.
September was the last time.
You say all I need is 25 points as though like teams are getting that on the Eagles and they're sleeping.
No, they're not. They're not. They're not.
Yeah, you're in trouble.
And then we got who? We got the Cowgirls coming, and then the Giants.
Yeah.
You hear what's going on down there in Dallas, man?
I've eaten a lot of raccoon.
No, eating a lot of raccoon and squirrel. You made too much damn money to be eating gamey-ass food like that, though. Man, I understand you like to keep it, you know, because every now and then I will eat some ramen noodles. I will eat some ramen from the packet. Just because I want to keep
the
street cred.
That's not the same thing as squirrel brains.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. I keep my street cred. I eat some ramen noodles, some top ramen. And I even make it in that little hot plate that you make it in. I do that.
To keep your street cred?
To keep your street cred. But, dude, eating squirrel and raccoon, come on, dog. Ain't nothing. Every time, when you see squirrels and raccoons, what mostly are they doing? Eating out of garbage cans, especially raccoons.
Mm-hmm.
Or something that's
dead. Or they're on the side of the road.
Yeah, dead. And squirrels? Come on, man.
Yeah, it's not a shot. I'd eat that.
Nah.
So what's interesting about the Hughes point total request for Sunday, or like kind of holding out hope, the Commanders team total over at FanDuel for this Sunday is 21.5.
Might be in the game. Because the Eagles right now, they're like at like 18.1 points per game.
18 even.
18 even? Yeah, if I can get, shoot, I'll take 14 this weekend.
When they get 14, you're done.
No, because I still got, because it'll drop. How many points will it drop?
So you need the three opponents left to score a total of 43 or more. If it's 42 or less, you're cooked.
No, because if it's 43, if it's 42 or less.
You're done.
That's 17 even?
17 even.
Oh, okay, because I was thinking it wasn't going to be 17 even. I was thinking it's going to be, I was going to probably be at 17.2.
Well, then you need like 43 or 44 total points, okay, or more.
Yeah, because I was thinking, see, I did, my math wasn't math, because I'm thinking 17.2 or something.
Yeah, but
like
you
that.
Have to factor in.
I'm pretty good at math.
The Giants, by the time they get here in the last week of the season, they've quit tanking. They might have a fan play quarterback.
And it might be some garbage time. It might be some garbage. I might get some, boy, if I get a garbage time game in there, y'all going to be mad at me.
Oh.
Y'all going to be mad. And I ain't even a game member, but I'm going to be seawalking because I ain't got to dye my beard or cut it or nothing.
So I thought of a potential loophole here, Kyle. I'm wondering where everyone comes down on this. Let's say the Eagles end at 17.1, right? Like, so technically Hugh wins. But what?
What you mean? Ain't no loophole. I won.
Hold on.
What are you talking about?
It's technicality. But I will say this. Should you honor it if they end?
Wait a minute. Wait, you said seven. What? Now I got to honor it?
Can I finish? Should Hugh have to honor it if the Eagles finish number one in points allowed? Like, if number one in points allowed is 17.1, I think you should honor it.
I think
that was not the deal.
But that's the spirit of it.
It could be, though.
Why are we meandering and changing this deal? Every week, it changes. Every week.
Because you realize it's whatever it takes to get your beer green.
Go say what you were about to say. You was about to say because it's what we do. That's what you was about to say.
I was going
to
say it's. Because whatever it takes to get your beard green. We don't care about honoring
I'm looking out for you and your integrity, okay?
You know what it is? Because I already know how this is going to go. Mm-hmm. Running around, look at it, get the green. You lost the beard.
Yes,
I don't feel like hearing
this
that.
This is about you looking like a moron.
I already crashed out today. You really want me to crash out running around with green? Oh, yeah.
But I'm looking out for your integrity. Like, Hugh, if they finish number one in points allowed, everyone will say, remember when Hugh said the defense didn't matter? So they'll rip you anyway. So it'd be better for you if everyone can laugh with you instead of at you.
Can you imagine
every
Hugh's...
Every time I go in the grocery store, there's going to be somebody there. Hey, Mom, there's that idiot right there.
Can you imagine?
They say that about me without a green beard.
Yeah, they said that's that idiot that said defenses don't matter. Just there he is right there.
Imagine sitting next to Hugh this morning while he's going off like that, but his beard's green, and he looks ridiculous.
You mean like, man, we can't take you serious.
Yeah, it's six.
Yeah, y'all ain't right. Y'all ain't right. But I know that this is probably my last gasp.
Oh, it is.
You know, but the good thing about it is the holidays are coming up next week, so...
Yes, it is that time of day to find out what's in Hugh's holiday stocking. All right, today's category is a holiday food. Here's how it works. You hop on the phones with us. You ask us one yes or no question. We will answer the question to the best of our ability, and then you get a guess. Let's start with Keith from the Northeast. Keith, what's up, buddy?
Yo, Hugh.
Yo, what's going on, man? How you doing?
Is it a dessert?
Yes.
Cookies.
No. Let's go to Jay, Northeast Philadelphia. Hey, Jay.
Hey, what's up, guys? How you doing?
Hey,
what's going on, man? Happy holidays.
Is it a hot or a cold food?
That's not a yes or no question.
Is it hot?
No.
No.
Is it a fruitcake?
Right out the gate.
Got it, Jay. Yes, you nailed it.
All right, dang. I thought that would be hard.
Yeah, you know what? Fruitcakes, you didn't even think they were a thing anymore.
No, I didn't. I remember my grandmother used to say, they just as nutty as, somebody was nutty as a fruitcake.
Jay,
that's what I remember.
When was the last time you had a fruitcake, Jay?
Probably about 5 years ago.
It's been a while, Jay. Well, congratulations, buddy. You're in. You get the qualifying prize today. Jack Daniels, rocks glasses, water bottle, golf tee pack, playing cards, Tennessee whiskey, clear tote bag, and you're automatically entered for the grand prize, which, of course, is the Jack Daniels Yeti Cooler, Cornhole Set, Giant Jenga, the wood smoker chips, and the Weber grill and 55-inch smart TV, courtesy of Gerhard's Appliances.
Might have to up your game a little bit here.
I know.
Yeah, I'm telling you, man, I was surprised because I honestly thought that fruitcake would be a hard one.
Well, you thought fruitcake was out.
Yeah, I did. I was like, nobody fools rocks with fruitcake.
So actually, in the last commercial there, as I was preparing for some of these potential questions we could get you, I dove into the Wikipedia here for fruitcake. It's pretty interesting. The origins, how far it goes back.
Disgusting. Yeah, but some people love it.
Is it really that bad? It's just a cake with some fruit and usually some sort of nuts in there. Is it really that bad? I just think of it as like a holiday cake or bread. Take it or leave it. You must have had a bad experience with a fruitcake at some point.
No, fruitcake is not good. I mean, it's just not. It's
maybe
it's,
you haven't had a good one. I mean, maybe that's part of the problem.
It's not good.
When was the last time you had one?
It has nuts and green and yellow. What is the okay? Explain this to me. In fruitcake, what is the green fruit? What is the green like fruit that's in fruitcake?
I don't know.
Because it's like it has nuts in it. It has a green fruit. It has. And I think they're cherries, but they just put them, they're different colored cherries. That's disgusting. Fruitcake is disgusting. And if you eat fruitcake, you nasty. How about that? that is my hot take of the day.
Well, now
on fruitcake.
It's going to be really awkward because Kyle and I were preparing to give you a fruitcake before we went on vacation.
And I wouldn't eat it. And you know what? As a friend would do, I would tell you, take that back. And I would say, thank you, but no thank you.
They're candied green cherries is what I'm seeing.
That's disgusting.
I don't know.
Look at these fruitcakes. These fruitcakes look horrible. They look like Reese. They look like you need to throw them at somebody, freeze them, and throw them at people.
Actually, what's interesting about that is I went through my Wikipedia research here for fruitcakes, Hugh. In 1995 in, I think, Colorado Springs, they had a fruitcake toss to see who could toss the fruitcake for as far as they could.
That's what I would do.
Also, they have a very, very long shelf life. Apparently, they could last for a long time to this point. Ready for this?
2 years.
No. In 2017, a 106-year-old fruitcake was discovered by the Antarctic Heritage Trust, and it was described in excellent condition and almost edible.
Almost
edible.
What is almost edible, though?
I don't know. I guess there's a chance you could eat it and not die. Let's go to the phone lines here. Jay in West Philly's up. What's up, Jay?
Oh, this, you know what? This explains a lot about you. You like your fruitcake?
No, I don't like fruitcake. I'm trying to gauge why Hugh doesn't. I don't mind it.
Listen to it. It's not horrible. You talk about it. It might not be that bad. This explains a lot about you, Jillio. It really does.
I agree.
All right, Jay. I mean, listen. What am I going to say? If you presented it to me and it was good, I would try it.
You know what's in the fruit cakes, all types of candies and nuts and fruits and all that? Yeah.
Doesn't sound that bad.
That sounds bad.
All right, Jay,
man.
What do you got for us today?
That is you. And look, it was different stages of this overreaction. I was actually calling to check in on you, man, because I thought he was going to hunt somebody down this morning, man.
Hey, Jay, I was in my feelings, dog. I'm okay now.
Dog, you, like, man, look, if that guy was in front of you, if you was at Chicken and Pizza or something, man.
Yeah, I was in my feelings.
Might have been a Freewell thing. And the other caller did bring up a good point when you all was talking about it. Like, every time they talk about you, is either Jim Miller or is that T.O.,
that's it. That's I ain't never played 10 years in the NFL. That's the storyline. But that's the storyline.
Look, like somebody else sacked Sean King or something. They forget about you. They forget about those plays.
That's all right, dog. I'm okay.
It was the overreaction at different stages. Because when AJ said passing, everybody just inferred that it was, you know, Jalen and everything.
So, yes.
Well, because he left it open for us.
Because he said passing. He didn't say Jalen. See? That's they assume stuff.
Jalen is the one that throws the ball. He's the passer on the team. So it's hard not to infer that. It's hard not to infer it. He left it open, Jay. You know that.
He said it was the passing, not the passer. Mm-hmm. He didn't say that, Kyle Shanahan. He didn't say that.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't say that about you and your 49ers.
49ers aren't very good, Jay. I mean, you know that.
Now, this is the thing. We did overreact at different stages. BG did say it. And like I said, we just had to comment on that. That was comment. But it was overreacting to what AJ said initially.
No, but what else are you supposed to do besides react?
because you was assuming. We commented on what BG said.
Well, when someone says something and they don't give you the full picture, you're going to take a position on it, right? You're going to say...
Assume. He didn't say Jalen, did he?
No, but you assumed he didn't mean that. You assumed he didn't. I assumed he did.
He said passing.
Well, right, but that's on him to let us... He gave us something that we could infer. Yeah.
You heard what they said today, him running the right routes, not giving up on routes and the third if they don't get the ball.
Mm-hmm.
Right or wrong?
AJ not running routes the right way?
I'm asking the question. That's included in passing, right?
Yeah, but you watch the games like I do. AJ looks open to me a lot.
Yeah, he looks open to you.
Well, if he's open, he's open. I mean, he's not open to you?
Then you got to see the all 22. He ain't supposed to get the ball and everything. He the first read.
Jay, you don't watch the all 22.
Wait a second. How many hours a week you break it down all 22 tape, Jay?
Come on,
man. I'm never breaking it down. Yeah. I'm just going over.
You're just trying to poke the bear.
Mm-hmm. It fit my argument there.
Well, what fit my argument was he was talking about Jalen.
No, see, that's what you assumed, Joe.
But you're assuming your own arguments, Jay.
No, I'm just going on what the man said. I can only speak on what people say.
Hmm.
He didn't say it was the pass.
Do you ever think about things, or you just go off what people say?
I don't think about what I think about.
Oh, I got you.
I don't think about what nobody else says until the comment is wrong.
Like
you, hey, Hugh.
Yo.
Please don't cut the beard, man. Don't have them. They gonna have
he's
like
cooked, Jay. He is cooked.
They're gonna have me walking around looking like a fruitcake.
Yeah, just die. If he wants you to cut it, tell Joe to put it on his head.
Joe,
I'm not doing
hair.
That. Not doing that, Jay. That's out, Jay.
That's what I said. Go ahead. If you cut the beard, tape it to
Joe. Jay, you get a vote. Everyone gets a vote. So you want Hugh to dye it or shave it?
No, just dye it.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine to have a vote on this. I mean, either way, Hugh's going to lose. I mean, that's the.
No, I got life this weekend.
Cooked.
All I need is 21 points. That's all.
Excuse me, are you rooting for the Commanders?
No,
to score
I'm not. 20? No, I'm not.
How easy have 21 points been to come by for other teams?
Well, no one's had it since September.
It's not going to be great.
September was the last time.
You say all I need is 25 points, as though like teams are getting that on the Eagles and they're sleep.
No, they're not. They're not. They're not.
Yeah, you're in trouble.
And then we got who? We got the Cowgirls coming, and then the Giants.
Yeah.
You hear what's going on down there in Dallas, man?
I've eaten a lot of raccoon.
No, eating a lot of raccoon and squirrel. You made too much damn money to be eating gamey-ass food like that, though. Man, I understand you like to keep it, you know, because every now and then I will eat some ramen noodles. I will eat some ramen from the packet. Just because I want to keep
the
street cred.
That's not the same thing as squirrel brains.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. I keep my street cred. I eat some ramen noodles, some top ramen, and I even make it in that little hot plate that you make it in. I do that.
To keep your street cred?
To keep your street cred. But, dude, eating squirrel and raccoon, come on, dog. Ain't nothing. Every time, when you see squirrels and raccoons, what mostly are they doing? Eating out of garbage cans, especially raccoons.
Mm-hmm.
Or something that's
dead. Or
they're
on the side of the road.
Yeah, dead. And squirrels, come on, man.
Yeah, it's not a shot. I'd eat that.
Nah.
So what's interesting about the Hughes point total request for Sunday, or like kind of holding out hope, the Commanders team total over at FanDuel for this Sunday is 21.5.
Might be in the game. Because the Eagles right now, they're like at like 18.1 points per game.
18 even.
18 even? Yeah, if I can get, I'll take 14 this weekend.
But if they get 14, you're done.
No, because I still got because it'll drop. How many points will it drop?
So you need the three opponents left to score a total of 43 or more. If it's 42 or less, you're cooked.
No, because if it's 42 or less,
you're done.
That's 17 even.
17 even.
Oh, okay. Because I was thinking it wasn't going to be 17 even. I was thinking I was going to probably be at 17.2.
Well, then you need like 43 or 44 total points or more.
Yeah, because I was thinking, I did my math wasn't math because I'm thinking 17.2 or something.
Yeah, but
like
you
that.
Have to factor in.
I'm pretty good at math.
The Giants, by the time they get here in the last week of the season, they've quit tanking. They might have a fan play quarterback.
And it might be some garbage time. It might be some garbage. I might get some. Boy, if I get a garbage time game in there, y'all going to be mad at me.
Oh.
Y'all going to be mad. And I ain't even a game member, but I'm going to be seawalking because I ain't got to dye my beard or cut it or nothing.
So I thought of a potential loophole here, Kyle. I'm wondering where everyone comes down on this. Let's say the Eagles end at 17.1, right? Like, so technically Hugh wins. But what?
What you mean? Ain't no loophole. I won.
Hold on.
What are you talking about?
But
Technicality.
But I will say this. Should you honor it if they end
it? Wait a minute. Wait, seven, you said seven. What, now I got to honor it?
Can I finish?
You'll
should
fine.
Hugh have to honor it if the Eagles finish number one in points allowed? Like, if number one in points allowed is 17.1, I think you should honor it.
I think
that
so.
Was not the deal.
But that's the spirit
it
of
be,
it.
Why are we meandering and changing the deal? Every week it changes. Every week.
Because you realize it's whatever it takes to get your beer green.
Go
yeah.
say what you were about to say. You was about to say because it's what we do. That's what you was about to say.
I was going
to
say it's because whatever it takes to get your beard green. We don't care about honoring and
I'm looking out for you.
Bed.
I'm looking out for you and your integrity, okay?
You know what it is? Because I already know how this is going to go. Mm-hmm. Running around, look at him getting green. You lost the beard.
Yes,
I don't feel like hearing
this
that.
Is about you looking like a moron.
I already crashed out today. You really want me to crash out running around with green?
Oh, yeah. But I'm looking out for your integrity. Like, Hugh, if they finish number one in points allowed, everyone will say, remember when Hugh said the defense didn't matter? So they'll rip you anyway. So it'd be better for you if everyone can laugh with you instead of at you.
Laughing.
Can you imagine
every
Hugh's...
Every time I go in the grocery store, there's going to be somebody there. Hey, Mom, there's that idiot right there.
Can you imagine?
They say that about me without a green beard.
Yeah, they say that's that idiot that said defenses don't matter. There he is right there.
Imagine sitting next to Hugh this morning while he's going off like that, but his beard's green, and he looks ridiculous.
You mean like, man, we can't take you serious.
Yeah, it's exact.
Yeah, y'all ain't right. But I know that this is probably my last gasp.
Oh, it is.
You know, but the good thing about it is the holidays are coming up next week, so –